Hey there, this is Zach. You know, most of the time we hang out in a little town called Coleraine, but this week we've got something bigger in store. Want to find out what it is? Let's go down Gilead Lane.
I have no idea. I got it. Hello? No, that's okay. What's wrong? Oh, no.
Who is it, John?
Robert and Tracy, calling from Peru. There was a fire at the orphanage last night.
No.
What about the children?
All the kids are safe, thank God, but they're pretty upset, as you can understand. Our home is totally gone, John. Everything.
Robert, can you talk to Enrico? He's very upset.
Yeah, I've got to go. Just pray, John, you and Mary, and pray hard. Yeah, I will. Thanks. Hey, little buddy, what's wrong?
Amigo is gone.
Amigo?
His snuggle bunny.
Oh, right.
I want to snuggle with Amigo tonight, but I don't know where he is. Was he hurt in the fire?
Oh, boy. Enrico, you're safe, and all your brothers and sisters are safe, and that's what's most important, right?
What about Amigo?
Whoa, Enrico, I'm afraid you're gonna have to say goodbye to Amigo. I'm sorry.
So what's gonna happen to all those kids?
Do they have something to eat?
Well, how
was
can
anybody
we help
hurt?
Them? Where are they gonna stay?
All right, come on, hold on. One at a time. Yeah, okay, Michael.
Can you please pass the cereal?
Yeah, sure, all right. Brooke, are you okay?
I'm sorry, I just can't eat.
Are you feeling all right?
No,
Haley, could you pass some milk?
Sure. Here we are, eating a nice meal and staying in a comfortable place while all those kids are out there homeless.
Could you please pass the strawberries? What?
How can you sit there and eat strawberries when kids are homeless and starving in Peru?
Okay, then could you please pass that banana?
Believe you're making jokes when those kids are out there on the street.
Oh, come on, Brooke.
Brooke has a point.
Well, for now, some neighbors in the village took in a few of the kids, but that's just temporary. The rest of them are staying in an old army tent.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, the worst part is the local government says they've got to get the orphanage rebuilt in 3 weeks, or the kids will be taken elsewhere.
There's got to be something we can do.
Well, we're already sending what we can, money-wise, but Robert says it's going to cost $40,000 to build a new orphanage.
That's a lot of money!
Can you please pass the sugar, Tim?
Sure.
Michael, how can you just eat like that?
With my spoon.
Don't you even care what's happening to those kids?
Well, sure I do.
Okay. Well, then what are you going to do about it?
I think we should all come up with some ideas, huh?
Yeah. How could we all help raise $40,000?
There you go.
We could do a clothing drive.
Well, how about a bike race?
A bake sale?
Or a chess tournament.
How about a garage sale?
Yeah, these are all good ideas. What about you, Michael?
I'm thinking.
Probably thinking about a second bowl of cereal.
Brooke.
Sorry. What if we put together a really cool play and put it on at the band shell in the park, with all of us playing the parts? And we sell tickets to raise money. We could ask businesses around town to donate. And we could ask our friends to help out.
That's a great idea, Michael.
But who's going to write the play?
Ah, there's a good question, Haley.
Thank you.
How about you, Mikey, since you came up with the idea in the first place?
Yeah, you'd be right.
What do you think?
Okay.
Well?
Sure.
I'm going to make some
phone calls.
Yeah, Michael?
Could you please pass the biscuits?
Go on.
And the butter.
Good job on those posters, Brooke.
Thanks, Mom.
Haley, how are you and Timmy doing on the tickets?
We sold. Are you ready?
Yes.
207 tickets!
Well, so far.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And you know, it looks like all three TV stations will put our story on the news.
That's awesome.
Hey, you're not going to believe this.
Well, go on, try us, huh?
Well, I've got 5 businesses that say they'll donate money for the tickets. We're up to $6,500 so far.
Good job, everybody.
How's the play coming, Michael?
Yeah.
The play? the play, you're gonna love it. It's gonna be great. Great. How am I gonna do this? It was a dark and stormy night. No, I need something more original. Oh, it was a stormy and dark night in a galaxy far, far away, a really, really long time ago.
Hello, Michael.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going.
Good. Yeah, our play is in 1 week, son. We need to see your script so we can practice.
No problem.
Yeah. I want to see something by tomorrow night. Fair enough?
No problem.
All right.
No problem. Once upon a time... no, something more original. Oh, twice upon a time...
If you want to get ideas, I think this is the best book we have in our library.
Thanks, Miss Guffy.
Oh, and don't let the title bother you.
Okay. Miss Guffy sure is nice. Let's see. Writing for Blockheaded Boneheads, Nitwitted Numbskulls, and Imbecilic Ignoramuses. Idea number one. Go to the library to read classic writers and philosophers like Shakespeare, Tennyson, and Browning. Cool. I'm already here. This is going to be easy. Shakespeare. Oh, here we go. Therefore, I have entreated him along with us to watch the minutes of this night, that if again this apparition come, he may approve our eyes and speak to it. I don't even understand a word this guy is saying, and he's supposed to be a great writer. Let's try Alfred Lloyd Tennyson. Okay, Alfie. In love, if love be love, if love be ours. Oh, it's getting worse. Wait, here's Sports Now magazine. On Sunday, the Lions will face their ultimate foe, themselves. If they have any hope to survive, they've got to master the mental game as well as the game on the field. Wow, now this is good writing. Oh, basketball. Idea number two, take a walk through the woods for creative inspiration. Look at the clouds. Listen to the birds. Smell the bark on a tree. Feel the leaves of a plant. Oh, here we go. They feel smooth and soft and kind of itchy. Itchy like poison ivy. Oh. Idea number three, great ideas, all the itches, can come from, great movies. Dad says the best movies were the black and white ones. So, what does Dad have here? Oh, Revenge of the Space Nurgles. This looks like a really inspiring movie.
Welcome to Eddie's Gas Stop. How'd you like to fill up for that there fancy car of yours? Yeah, howdy. You fellas lost or something?
We are Nurgles. From planet Nurgles.
Nice to meet you. Okay, wow. You got six hands here. Which one do I shake? Wait. Six hands. Planet Nurgle. You fellas are Nurgles.
Michael!
Yes, ma'am?
You left your socks in the hallway. Again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get them. Socks. Socks! That's it! Thanks, Mom. You inspired me.
Oh, good. Maybe you can do the dishes next.
Here's Michael now. All right, everybody. Everybody, please. Michael is here to present the play.
Huzzah! Michael!
You have the floor, sir.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Okay, you're gonna love it. Okay, then, here it is. I call it Attack of the Alien Sock People. It's a musical.
Okay! It's a musical.
Did you ever wonder why your socks seem to disappear into thin air? Well, That's because they're actually transported through a wormhole. It looks like a giant dryer hose all the way to a sock planet.
Well, that explains a lot.
And on the sock planet, there's this dress sock named Reginald. He has an English accent.
Oh, good.
And he has a friend named Hank. He's an athletic sock.
Okay.
And one day, somebody blows up their planet.
Oh, oh. No.
But just before that, Reginald and Hank get on a sock transporter and set their course for Earth.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're wanting all of us to dress up like socks?
Sure, giant socks.
No.
It'll be really cool.
All right, just a second now. Before we go on, son, what's the spiritual meaning behind the play?
Well, the socks are all Christians, see?
Christian socks.
It sounds sacrilegious.
Mary.
Yeah, and they sing this battle song. It goes like this.
Uh-huh.
We are the mighty socks. We've come to conquer yous. And we will never stop our quest until we find big shoes. Until we find big shoes. That's all I have so far. What do you think?
Michael?
Yeah, Dad?
Why don't you give us some time to look it over, would you?
Sure. I'll be up in my room working on the other songs.
Oh, Michael? Oh, boy.
We are polyester. We are cotton. We are... What rhymes with polyester? Jolly tester. Holly nester. Dolly pester.
Michael?
Yeah, Dad?
I think we need to have a little talk.
Okay, you can come in. Oh, maybe it's just wool. Cool. Drool. Wait, do socks drool?
Do socks? Michael, let's put that aside for now, huh?
All right.
Good. This is very difficult for me to tell you this.
Oh, boy. This sounds like the time you told me my hamster had a stroke.
Oh, no. Your mom and I have been talking about your play, and... Son, it's not working.
Oh, don't worry. I've almost finished the second verse of the song. You'll love it.
All right. No. I mean the entire thing, Michael, not just the song.
What do you mean?
You're a very talented young man in a lot of areas. But to be perfectly frank with you, this play, it just doesn't measure up.
But, Dad, it's Christian. It'll be a great tool for witnessing. In this one scene, the socks all sit around a campfire and sing, Kumbaya, my Lord.
Good. But just because you put the label Christian on a play, or a book, or anything, doesn't automatically make it good.
But, Dad...
Hold on. Let me just finish this. Now, when we create something with a Christian message, we need to work extra hard to make sure it's the very best. I mean, after all, think about it. We're representing God himself, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's something in the book of Colossians about this. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord. Not for men. Michael, and I get the feeling that you waited until the last minute on the play and had to rush through it. Am I right?
Well...
Michael?
Yes?
Look, I know you're excited about this play, and I know it can upset you when things don't work out like you planned.
That's not it.
Well, what? What is it?
It's just that...
Well, go ahead.
You're my dad. Dads are supposed to say they're proud of their sons.
Oh, Michael. Come on, I'm very proud of you. And you don't have to make a great play to make me proud either, huh? Come on.
John, I don't want to disturb you, but the mayor's on the phone. He says it's urgent.
Is this about the...
Yes.
My word gets around fast.
What word?
You didn't tell him?
Well, we were... Michael, we had to cancel the show. And we're going to give back the money to everyone who bought a ticket.
But can't we just keep the money for the orphans?
No, son. We promised the people a show for their ticket. It's dishonest to do otherwise.
Oh.
Now, we thought about rewriting the show, but I...
We could do that.
No. It's too close to the performance to completely rewrite it.
But we could do the play.
All right. We've already decided, Michael. I'm sorry, son.
Yeah, me too.
Michael?
It's me.
What are you doing in the band shell?
Just thinking.
Ah. Say, we missed you at supper time, sport.
Yeah, I wasn't hungry.
I see. Well, come on, let's get you home. It's supposed to get chilly tonight.
Guess it would have been cold.
I'm sorry?
This is the night the play was supposed to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I let you down, Dad. And I let our family down. And I let those kids down.
Michael.
I really blew it, didn't I?
Okay, so you did. And let me tell you something. Failure is part of life. But if you can use that failure to teach you something, then it's not really a failure at all. You see, with God's help, you can turn that failure into a strength. You remember, the Bible says, His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Okay, you want to know something?
What?
I think I failed too.
Huh?
No. In fact, I believe I failed you.
What do you mean?
Well, first off, I should have realized that maybe writing a play wasn't really your gift. At least not yet. But even if it was, I should have kept better tabs on how you were doing. I was so wrapped up in the publicity that I didn't take time to check in with you as I should have. Will you forgive me for that, son?
Sure, I forgive you.
Thank you. You know, we still have a few days. And maybe you can come up with a new idea, one more suited to your gift.
Yeah, like my gift for messing up.
Hey, come on. Don't talk that way about my son. You got it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Michael, how about a game?
Thanks, but I'm not really in the mood right now.
Please?
I really don't feel like playing, all right?
But you haven't played with me for a long time, and you keep promising.
All right. Just a short game, okay?
Deal. Come on.
All right, you can start up with the ball.
All right, let's see.
Oh.
Yes!
Oh. All right.
Here you go.
Oh, he's driving.
Oh, nice.
Oh, puts it up. Rebound.
All right, here we go. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
What? That was a lousy shot.
No, it wasn't the shot. Timmy, I just got a great idea.
Does this have anything to do with socks?
I want to see. No, please. May I have your attention, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you very much. I hereby call this breakfast table into order.
Good luck.
Michael has an announcement to make. He has a new idea he would like to present.
Ooh.
Michael.
Thank you, Judge Dad. That's right. We only have a few days left to raise the money for the orphanage. And I've got a brand new idea that I think's going to work.
Oh, well, tell us.
Yeah.
It's an all-new play. But this one is about a giant race of evil chipmunks who conspire to take over the world.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Oh.
Oh. I was worried there for a minute.
Actually, I want to put together a 2-on-2 basketball tournament to raise money for the orphanage.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I like it.
We can't use the school gym. They're redoing the floor this week. So I checked with the park and they say we can hold the tournament there.
Well, that's all good.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I think we should tell all the radio and TV stations about this and sell tickets on the day of the tournament.
Cool.
And, this is cool, we can use local celebrities to play in the tournament. Like the mayor, our principal, and Dad, Judge Morrison.
That is a great idea, Michael.
Let's do it.
I'm sore already.
But it's going to take a lot of work to make this happen.
Well, you aren't alone, Michael. Come on, what do you all say?
Count me.
I say yes.
Okay, so we're going to help you out, but Michael, I want you in charge of this event.
Really?
You bet. Give it your best, huh?
I will, Dad. All right, we start the tournament in 1 hour.
Good.
All right.
Good.
Haley and Timmy, you've got all the tickets to sell, right?
Yep, right here.
Good. Justin lined up all the business sponsors for us. Great job.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, go, Justin.
Yeah,
Justin.
All right.
And I'd like to thank Mom for helping us work with the park people.
Good job, Mom.
And Brooke did a super job on those posters. Thank you, Brooke.
There you go.
And an official yay, Dad, for all the great publicity with all the TV and radio stations and newspaper.
No, really.
And now, it looks like we're ready. I've got the scoreboards printed up, signed up all the volunteers, and lined up all the referees.
Good for you, Mom.
What was that?
No,
oh,
not today.
No.
No, this can't be happening.
Last night on the news, they said it was only a slight chance for rain today.
All right, I'm checking the internet for the latest forecast. Maybe this storm will just blow over quickly.
Yeah. Are we going to have to cancel the whole thing?
I don't know.
All right, here we go. An unexpected front moved in last night. There's now a 90% chance of rain throughout the day.
90%? We put so much work into this.
All right, Mike.
And it was all for nothing.
Mike.
Nothing.
Michael, you did the best you could.
But it wasn't good.
Son, just... Michael, we're all proud of you. Even though things didn't turn out like we wanted.
I stayed up until 2 this morning. I got everything organized. I did it with excellence, just like you said.
Yeah.
And it still didn't work.
Wait. When you've done everything you can, then you've got to trust God to take care of the rest. It's like a partnership. You've got a part to play, and so does God. In fact...
Dad.
Yeah, son?
Can I please have some time alone? Please?
Yeah. I understand.
God, please help Michael to feel better.
And somehow, help us raise the money those kids need so they don't have to leave their home.
All right, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
I wish there was something we could do for Michael.
And for the kids.
Yeah. Somebody's out in this weather?
I'll get it.
You're the lady on the news!
Hello there, I'm Kelly Johnson, Channel 5. What's your name?
I...
Her name's Haley.
Nice to meet you, Haley.
Oh, please, come in out of that nasty weather.
Well, thank you. So the tournament's canceled.
Yes, it looks that way.
We were misled by Wally the weatherman.
Yeah, well, I'll have to talk with Wally.
The reason I came was because I heard about what Michael and all of you are doing to raise money for those kids in Peru. I'm thinking I could do a story here.
Cool.
Michael's right upstairs. Well, how's it feel to be a celebrity, Michael?
Okay, yes.
My brother, the TV star.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, and I'll thanks. Get the door.
Boy, you did a great job, son.
Thanks.
You feeling better about things now?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I'm glad we're getting great publicity and all, but we still haven't helped out those kids.
Yeah. Michael, that was the vice president of Foodway Grocery Stores on the phone. They want to help out.
Really?
That's great. I'll get it.
Michael, look. Somebody just brought by a check for $500 for the orphanage. See?
What?
I'll get it.
Well, how do you feel now, buddy?
Wow.
Michael, come here. Look.
What?
What? What is it, Haley?
Look at all the people.
Mary, Michael, kids, come here. You got to see this.
John, what are you, Judge? Can we donate here?
Well, you sure can. Thank you. Mary, can you get a bucket or something?
Sure.
Thank you so much for doing this. Here's my check.
Uh-huh. Hold on a second. I'll get it. Yes, hello. Yeah. Oh, hello, Bob. Oh, well, that's very generous. Very generous. We really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. That was Bob Garner of the Garner Car Dealer Network. $5,000.
Whoa.
Hey, am I too late to make a donation?
No, come on.
I can't believe this.
That's right, John. The contractor is working round the clock to finish the home in time. And it looks like we're going to meet that deadline. It sure is. And our home is going to be beautiful, much bigger than the last one. Tracy and I and the kids were just overwhelmed. Hold on, would you? Kids, come on. Enrico, Juan, come.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Okay, we've got the whole crew here, all 15 of us. We just wanted to say, thank you, Morrison.
And the Morrisons say,
You're welcome.
Oh, Enrico wanted to say something. Here you go, buddy.
You're very welcome, Enrico.
Well, we've got to go.
Bye, Robert. Bye, Tracy.
Okay, everybody say it now. 1, 2, 3. Goodbye.
1, 2, 3.
Goodbye.
All right. Michael.
Yeah, Dad?
You did an excellent job, son.
Thanks. God did too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
I think you're right.
Michael, you left your gym shorts on the kitchen chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll get them.
Okay.
Wait. Gym shorts? Gym shorts. That gives me a great idea for a new play. The Mutant Gym Shorts That Ate Pittsburgh.
Oh, no, you don't. No.
After all those crazy, harebrained ideas that he had, I'm really glad that Michael finally found a way to help out those kids in Peru. Hey, have you ever thought about helping other people simply by doing something that you're really good at? You know, Jesus tells us that when we provide help to someone in need, it's just like helping him. Today's episode, Whatever You Do, is a production of CBH Ministries. It was written by John Fornoff, directed by Steve O'Dell, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach, saying so long and see you next time down Gilead Lane.